whether the community that we are trying to reach with the reports actually do get the report, whether the community that we try to reach do understand the report. Sometimes we have the last 3 years we have tried to carefully direct the reports either, for example, to the technical community, to policymakers, to general internet users, and that of course means that we are writing the reports differently. Our goal is not to write technical reports targeted to the technical community to make those digestible for policymakers. We did that a couple of years ago, and that was a failure. It's much better to target and write a report directed at the target audience. We also, of course, apart from the shape of the reports and the wording and the language, it's also the case that we, of course, would like to get to know what the community would like us to work on. Given that we have 6 reports a year we can work with and takes between 3 and 8 months to write a report, it's really important that communities like ALAC, if you are working on something, that you come to us really, really early, because you will not get a response until like before 6 or 8 months after, let's say, half a year after you ask us something. So really, really early as possible in your process, when you might have picked up something that you find, okay, this is something where maybe input from ESSAC would be interesting in something in the report that we are writing, reach out to us early. You're also, in ALAC, one of the few groups that we have formal liaison relationships with, and Julie Hammer is the person that is the liaison that bridged the gap between us. I claim there is not much a gap there, but she is working hard to try to close the gap. So we can take down all the signs that says mind the gap between ALAC and ESSAC. We're working really, really hard to do the same with the fellowship. So personally, I'm trying really, really hard the last couple of years to have ESSAC really close relationships with ALAC, with fellowship, with GAC, and with law enforcement. That has been our focus. The relationship with, it's not the case that I'm sort of keeping GNSO out of this, but the relationship with GNSO has sort of worked, but I felt that we need to also bridge. It's pretty easy for us to sort of be too close to the PDPs, CCNSO and GNSO, and I think we who are not part of the PDP and I can help the various PDPs much better if, first of all, we work together, because sometimes it's easier for us, which do not have a PDP, to find various ways which sometimes are not according to the protocol. We just sort of find more ad hoc measures of working together, exchanging information that still fulfills all requirements on openness and transparency, but it is something that we can tailor from point to point. Interaction with or within a PDP is, of course, much more common.